Well, in Washington, members of the House return today. The Senate isn't back until next week, which doesn't leave much time to get things done. In fact, both sides of Congress, House and Senate, will only overlap for 5 days before 2014. So there's that. And then maybe a surprise comment from a top Democrat over the weekend. Let's check in with NPR digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian. Charlie, hi there.
Hi, Robin.
And start with this comment from Senator Dianne Feinstein. She's chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. She and her counterpart in the House, Republican Representative Mike Rogers, were asked by Candy Crowley on CNN's State of the Union if the U.S. is safer when it comes to terrorism. Here's part of her answer.
I don't think so. I think terror is up worldwide. The statistics indicate that. The fatalities are way up. The numbers are way up. There are new bombs, very big bombs, trucks being reinforced for those bombs. There are bombs that go through magnetometers. The bomb maker is still alive. There are more groups than ever. And there is huge malevolence out there.
So, Charlie, I mean, disturbing magnetometers, those are the things at airports that are supposed to detect bombs. So it's disturbing. But your thoughts on what it means politically? It seems to run counter to what we've heard.
Well, in one sense, it gives you a sense of the scary, troubling intel that members of the Senate Intelligence Committee regularly hear behind closed doors. But I think you're right. What's most interesting here is that this Democrat, who has immense power over the U.S. intelligence agencies and the clout to shape intelligence and surveillance policies, the fact that she would not be in sync with administration messaging on the question of how safe we are is really remarkable and unusual in Washington. But it's not really out of line with her general approach, or at least the approach she's had over her career. She's always shown a willingness to buck her party on certain issues, and already, as a result of her strong support of the intel community, she's angered lots of folks in her party's left wing, as well as civil libertarians who are very suspicious of intelligence gathering activities. And some of them might look at these latest remarks as with the same amount of suspicion.
Yeah, well, we've been told also that Americans are safer because of things like drone strikes. In other words, this has been used as a way of backing things like drone strikes and NSA snooping. So there's that. But take us to health care, because that's the other big thing on the agenda. The White House announcing this weekend that at least at the front end of the health care website, it's working much better. The back end that gives information to insurers, that still needs a lot of work. Now, you warned us weeks ago that this is a swiftly swinging political pendulum, that you know it was hammering the Republicans during the shutdown. It's now coming down hard on President Obama, Democrats, the White House because of health care. The president's supporters say, but the website is improving and the pendulum's going to swing back and hit the Republicans if there's a battle over a budget or immigration. Wishful thinking? What's your thoughts there?
Well, I think there's still so much volatility surrounding the political implications of the issue, of the issues surrounding Obamacare. And we really don't know yet how good the website's going to be or how many of the problems have been fixed. What we do know for certain, though, is that this is going to be the third consecutive election where the ACA is going to be the central issue. And we do know that it has completely overturned the election landscape. We're already seeing ads in districts and on the web.
Wait. Which election are you talking about?
I'm talking about 2014, right. Definitely 2016, but certainly 2014, we're already seeing ads run against House members and Senate members regarding Obamacare. And so it's overturned the election landscape, and Democrats do not want to be on the defensive about this issue at all. And so that's why you see so much pressure on the White House to get it right, and also why you're seeing lots of Democrats breaking with the party line in terms of how to approach it going forward.
Yeah. Well, what are the other issues in the weeks coming up? And boy, it seems impossible that anything's going to get done. But there's the budget deal. Negotiators gave themselves a deadline of December 13th. How's that looking?
Well, what we know is there's very little time left and lots to do. In terms of the budget agreement, Congress left town for the Thanksgiving holiday without an agreement, and there's still lots of skepticism here in town in Washington about whether they can get a deal done. As one senator said before the Thanksgiving break, no one's walking out of this place making any big bets. But we have seen the two key players here, House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan and Senate Budget Committee Chair Patty Murray. They've been publicly hopeful that they're still could be a deal, and that's largely because both sides have been thinking pretty modestly from the start. They agreed early on to avoid the most fundamental differences between them on entitlement and tax reforms, and so that leaves at least the prospect of a deal, of a limited deal, a deal that would be limited in scope, and one that largely replaces the sequester, that is the across-the-board cuts that are scheduled to kick in January, and it would replace them with alternative spending cuts that are more targeted.
Yeah. Well, then there's the farm bill. But what effect will the rules changes that Democrats push through in the Senate have on all of this? This would require fewer votes for a majority. A lot of bruised feelings going into the break over that change. How's it going to affect what happens as they come out?
That's a great question. I actually don't think you'll see many immediate effects because it won't affect the kind of bills we're talking about here, the kind of bills that are on the agenda right now. The Senate rules change applies only to appointments and nominations, not legislation. So over time, I think what we'll see is that it will break partisan log jams on appointees. But in the short term, what we're likely to see is it's going to exacerbate the deep political polarization that grips Congress in this modern era.
No, how could that be? How could it get any deeper? How could it get any deeper? Charlie Mattesian, NPR digital politics editor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.